Today is a day to reflect on who God is and all that He is doing in your life. He promises that when we draw near to Him, that He will draw near to us. That's an amazing promise. God is ever present and desires to be involved in your life. And we trust that as you have committed to walking with God through this experience, that He has taught you more about Himself and your faith is being built up in Him. Would you just take a moment during this next song to reflect on what God has been teaching you and where you have seen God at work in your life?
I don't have enough words. I'll never live enough lifetimes to fully know your worth, to know all that you deserve. In all of my deceptions, in all of my duplicity, now there is no record. You assume the best of me. This is why I thank the Lord for saving me when I was weak. So I was saying, this is how I thank the Lord for everything. This is how I thank the Lord. This is how I thank the Lord. That's why.
Passing mile marker 16 of the Grand Canyon, and that means we're now going up. We will cross over the beautiful Colorado River on this awesome suspension bridge and begin the difficult and strenuous work of hiking out of this vast canyon. So would you picture this scene with me for a minute? Imagine yourself standing on the bridge over the raging river, knowing that the most challenging part of this hike is staring you straight in the face. You can see different cliffs towering over you, but those are truly just false summits. You actually have 8 miles of uphill hiking to go, which will bring you up an elevation gain of nearly 4,500 feet before you make it to the top of the South Rim. The only way out is to go up, but we know that it won't be easy. You've heard throughout this experience that the feeling in the valley can leave you hopeless, uncertain of what to do next, and at a place of wanting to give up. When we live on our own strength, it's easy to allow the weight of our burdens to hold us down. You may feel like you're in an extended season of struggle or that your life just hasn't turned out the way you wanted to in certain areas, but thanks be to God that He doesn't leave us right there. He promises to be your strength when you feel weak, to be your confidence when your circumstances waver, and to bring peace into your brokenness. So I want to encourage you to persevere and don't give up, to continue through this 24-day experience, but also to persevere through the trials that come your way, to replace worry with worship, and to make lifting up the name of Jesus your choice no matter how you feel. Psalm 73, 25 through 26 says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail, my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever." As we reflect on our journey across the canyon, let's pray Psalm 73 back to God. So Lord, we come to you right now in the midst of our weakness, in the midst of our pain, whatever we're walking through right now. We thank you that in you alone, we can find strength, that we can find hope. And so we place that in you right now. Thank you, Jesus.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of comforter, my all in all.
hit the halfway part of our hike on day 12, Pastor Derry Northrup gave us a powerful call to live by. He said, trust isn't your last option, it's your best option. Jesus was referred to in the scripture as the cornerstone, which is the most important of all the stones and the stone that all things are built upon. Because he is the rock that we can stand on, we can find great confidence in him. Our focus is not on the difficulties that are all around, but instead our strength is found in Jesus. And one of the things I love about hiking is that it requires great determination and confidence that you can finish. We described the scene for you as we hiked through the canyon and crossed the Colorado River on that awesome suspension bridge. But on the other side was the beginning of the ascent. And we knew from that point on, every step was going to be up. Now, the Grand Canyon is so different from every other hike I've done because usually you start with going up and then you walk down. But this is different. We had already walked so far. Your feet are already hurting. Your body's already tired. And now you're beginning the hardest part of the entire climb. But what was so great is I can just remember in each of us was there was this resolve and determination to finish the hike, a confidence that we knew that we could do it. And as followers of Jesus, we must find the resolve in our hearts to never give up and to never stop following Jesus. It's such a beautiful thing when we allow confidence in God to replace anxiety and worry. Now, we can do that by finding our strength in the one who is the cornerstone. And because the reality is that trials in life, they give us an opportunity to shine the light of Christ. We live in a world that is so stressed out, so overwhelmed, so living from a place of discouragement, that when you live from a place of confidence, knowing that God is with you in the trial, it shines an incredible light on God's goodness. You may not always feel like you have the strength, and life can often cause us to have doubts as we deal with disappointment. But the reality is God is not afraid of those feelings. It's incredible when we see this played out in scripture. Psalm 42 is an incredible psalm where the psalmist is honest before God. He pours out his heart. He's willing to ask questions. He's willing to share with God about his disappointment and his discouragement. You can sense the real pain and the real struggle in his mind as he tries to find his hope and his confidence in God. Verses 1-3 says, as the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? Day and night, I have only tears for food while my enemies continually taunt me saying, where is this God of yours? So he's talking about this longing, but yet saying, I have only tears for food. I'm in a place of great grief. Verse 4 says, my heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of great celebration. So he's saying, I remember what it was like before the struggle. I remember how I used to be so joyful in praise. And for many of you, that might be how you feel as you go through this experience. You're actually thinking back to what it was like before you got that diagnosis, before the financial struggle, before the broken relationship. And that causes disappointment, that causes doubt and wonder of where I am now and why am I still stuck in this valley? But then verse 5, the psalmist says, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. And so if you're in a place of questioning or wondering where God is, I think that's okay to pour out your heart before him. But I would encourage you to be like the psalmist, to say, even in my doubt, in my discouragement, I will still put my hope in God because I know that God is with me in the big things and in the little things. He cares about you and he cares about what's happening. Verse 8, he says, each day he pours his unfailing love upon me. I think that's something that's so beautiful about God is that he cares about the details. I learned this in a really powerful way that I would love to share with you to help build your faith. Right now, my wife and I have 4 little kids, but when we were pregnant with our 3rd, we were in a place of needing to move out of a small apartment to make room for the new baby. The area in the country that we live in is a really difficult housing market where things get snatched up quickly, and we were looking for a rental house that would fit our family. We kept striking out and trying to find places, and we wouldn't be the first in line and we would miss it. And finally, we found this one house that was going to be perfect for our family. We put in an application. We did it right as it went on the market. We thought we had it. But the next day, the management company gave us a call and said we were 2nd in line. Honestly, we were devastated. We were so stressed out. Our other lease was about to end. We didn't know where we were going to go. And I remember talking to my wife on the phone, and we were just literally so discouraged. And then we had a moment. We said, let's pray. And it was like Psalm 42. We were praying and saying, God, this feels so hard. Surely you care about this little detail. We have to have a place for our family. And we said, okay, God, we're going to trust you. Sure enough, an hour later, we got a call back from that same management company. And they said, this house is actually available. The people who were in front of you, they had called the management company and they gave them a message. And this message was definitely straight from God. The people who gave up the house, they called and they said, hey, we are believers and we prayed about if we should move into this house. And as we prayed, we felt like God told us something. And he spoke to them and he said, you're not supposed to move into this house because it's for somebody else. And they relayed that message to the management company who called us, and we couldn't believe it as we saw God work out this detail in our lives that was causing so much stress. And so friends, I want to encourage you with that. No matter how big or how small your trial or your doubt or your worry may feel, God cares about the details and God walks with you in it. May we be people who live with a confidence and a trust that God is with us, that we would understand and realize our need for him and look to him as the one who is our solid rock.
Lord, I need you.
Lord, we take this moment to recognize our need for you. We thank you that we don't have to face this life alone. Thank you that you're with us. We rely on you. Amen. Well, here we go. We're about to start the uphill climb out of the canyon. This is where it really gets good. One of the best ways we can stay motivated to finish anything in life is to get someone else to go with you. So I encourage you to think through who in your life you could invite to join you on this journey. Reach out to them, invite them in on what's going on in your life, and bring them along through this experience. It'll change your life and theirs.